just better hurry up today, right? But, you know, I just wanted to mention a couple of things, you know. This nobler love or something like that, you know. I was touched this week by 1 Peter 1:22. It says, since you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth unto unfeigned brotherly love, love one another from a pure heart fervently. I had probably read something in the past, and Brother James mentioned today, and I think it's very true, you know, that, you know, to love your enemies, that's a decision of your will. You know, to love your enemies doesn't become an emotional decision. You know, it has to be a decision of your will. So to really have this agape love requires the involvement of your will, right? And that's one of the reasons why it's nobler, right? But this verse says, you know, having purified your souls unto unfeigned brotherly love, love one another from a pure heart fervently, right? So I think this verse shows that this is agape love, right? This love involves not just your will, but also it's a heart love, you know? It involves your emotion, you know? Our heart is composed of our mind, our emotion, our will, and our conscience, right? But, you know, I think this love requires the exercise of our entire being, right? And we have those verses in John. It says, don't love in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth, right? So deed and in truth, that involves, I think, your will and also your actions, right? So, you know, when it says love God with all your heart, you know, with all your soul and all your mind and all your strength, right? I mean, I think, anyways, you know, it doesn't exclude our actions, right? You know, we got to give some feet to our love and some hands to our love, right? It involves our whole being, you know. So I think that's I think these verses help understand that verse, right? To love God with all your heart, right, and all your soul. It requires, it's a heart love, it's a choice of your will, and it will involve your emotions, you know. Praise the Lord, you know. Amen. Maybe I'll just say that much.
Was there to make known her, you know, make known her work in Calcutta, and so thinking that he would be able to, you know, publicize her work and raise funds for her. Mother Teresa looked at her at first, didn't say anything, and said, "Yes, you can do something for me." Then he says, "Go to someone who you feel is impossible for you to love." Start loving that person. You know, so actually this is exactly what I appreciate what our brother mentioned. This matter of, you know, Mother Teresa probably didn't ask whether this one was safe or not. You know, this is a kind of love that does not come out of us naturally. It must come out from us through the exercise of our will. But we as Christians, We do have God's love in, we do have God's life in us, yeah. And we can exercise our will to enjoy God's life. So I just appreciate very much. So when our brother mentioned about this word agape and filial, as applied to God, it's not a, you know, there's no need for improvement. But as it applies to us, we need to experience what God has put in us.
Amen.
So I just appreciate very much in this. This is just only one word that we spent six weeks about. Can you imagine that many other words that we, you know, some of us brothers have been in our Bible study for a couple of years now. And there are many, many words like this that the more you dig, the more you realize how little we know and how, you know, it does kindle that kind of desire. Lord, open us, open our understanding. It's not that the word is wrong, but it's our understanding that is limited. So I just appreciate, as our brother mentioned, 70 years he only scratched the surface. What about us? I think we probably have not made much of a scratch on the ground. So I just appreciate very much. This is a real inspiration to every one of us who love the Lord, love His Word, and we want to dig into His Word and share His riches among the saints.
Amen. I was thinking about this this thought of loving your enemies, right? And it just occurred to me that, you know, we were God's enemies, right? The Bible says,
right,
when you were enemies,
right,
but you being enemies were reconciled. So the agape love included the enemies. And actually, I was thinking about this, the choice, right? The exercise of the will to choose. And you said something that it was very interesting, that it's not kind of an emotional love, right? We think of philia as emotional, like you emotionally love your family, your friends. But the agape includes even the enemies that you may not emotionally love, but you can exercise your will, and Dennis, your testimony is really good. You can exercise your will to choose to join God's agape love. Right, to pray for your enemy. You know, when you pray for someone that you don't emotionally love, you join God's agape love. In fact, you touch that love. And really, you know, we can't do it, right? The Lord said, with men it is impossible, you know. But He said, you will be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So when you exercise the will to join God's agape love, right? To enjoy that love and to be one with that love, and to even allow that love to be dispensed into you, right? At that time, that love can be even for those that you don't emotionally love. And interestingly, you know, when you pray for your enemies, they may actually one day become your brothers. And you may philia them later. But it doesn't start with that. It starts with agape, right? Those that you don't emotionally love, it starts with agape, but eventually it might end up being philia. They could become your brothers. This person that's persecuting the church, he could become our brother, your sister, you know, like, you don't know. So, but the what reaches them, what reaches everybody, including us, when we were God's enemies, is the agape.
Thank you, Lord. I really appreciate what we have entered into concerning the agape, love, and the kingdom of God. And I just read through recently an issue concerning the living in the reality of the kingdom of God. And here is what the brother sent to us. He said, we are able to live in the kingdom of God because we have the divine life. And we have the light of the kingdom. And are able to live in the kingdom to produce the church. And recently I'm also taught by on the Revelation 3:8, how the Lord speak to the church of the Philadelphia. He say, I know your work, and I know you have a little power, and you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. What really taught me is concerning the leader. And then we just read also Luke 12:32 concerning the little children. And then we read also the Psalm 84 concerning how the little sparrow and the little swallow, how they find the home, how they find their nest. And also in Matthew 25:21 concerning how the Lord speak to his servant, you have been faithful in a few things. So, son, we all have only the little power. And we are just the little children who have just the little power. But the Lord said that we can keep His word, and we cannot deny His name, but always come back to His word, and more open to His word, and to receive more of His word, and to even digest more of His word, and even constitute it a little bit more of His word. Then we can be able to not to deny His name. And not to deny the Lord's name, it means we enjoy His person. And His person will take lead in everything we do in our daily living. Even we are preparing the dinner, we let the Lord take the lead. Oh Lord, you will always have the first place. You will always have the preeminence in every aspect of my daily living. And that, spontaneously, we are brought into the practice of the kingdom life. And also, the brother saying here, he says, the kingdom is of the Son of the Father's love. Hence, the kingdom is a pleasant environment and a realm for us to live in. It is a realm that is full of love, light, and light. So surely we all desire to live in such a kingdom. The dear son, it's very easy and it's very possible that we can all practice this kingdom life just by more enjoyment of His speaking, more enjoyment to take his leading and give Him the first place.
Amen. I was enjoying the relationship between being in the kingdom and being in the love of God. And this question that our brother posed, you know, what is it to be in the reality of the kingdom, to be under the Lord's ruling and reigning? We know, according to Colossians, that we've been once for all transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, right? And this is something that our baptism is a picture of, so this has always happened. But even though we're always in the kingdom, in one sense, eternally, in our subjective experience, we may not perceive that. And I just really enjoyed that there's a relationship also to that verse in Jude. Good thing I was on projector, I was able to put it up. So it says that we should keep ourselves in the love of God. I really enjoyed that. And even the verse before that, praying in the Holy Spirit, right? Keeping ourselves in the love of God. And there's also the relationship to being in the Word of God. This week I had an experience where, you know, I just having one of those days where I was really low. And I just expected, it was early in the day, and I just expected the entire day was going to be low. But fortunately, I had a time with a brother after that. We have a weekly meeting, and we prayed. And within 30 seconds of praying together and touching the Lord, I felt like I was transferred. I felt like I was completely transferred. And it really just struck me that the reality of all of the things, that the facts, the divine facts, are only in the Spirit, right? We are in the kingdom, but we only experience it in our spirit. And so I just really enjoy that if we are to be in the reality of the kingdom, we need to keep ourselves in the love of God by staying in the Word and by praying. And I just experienced this in such a real way this week. And I just enjoyed, you know, this isn't just doctrine. This is a reality. In the Spirit, we have a real living relationship and we're in the kingdom. And even just the rest of my day, there was a different attitude towards other people. And before that, I just didn't want to speak to anybody. But after that, I just felt happy towards everyone. And I'm sure that there was some love expressed there. But I really just experienced that all in my spirit. And that the key is that if we are to be in the reality of the kingdom, is to be in our mingled spirit.
The meeting this morning, the Lord's Table meeting, began with hymn number 1050. And that's a very good hymn because it's not only a gospel hymn, but it's our experience right. as well. Right. If we make the wrong choice, there are Christians that can be in bondage, sorrow, and night. If we stay in our old man and we don't choose. What I saw today, I'm trying to think about it. Today, I saw the importance of the will. Like, phileo love kind of comes spontaneously. You see something cute, you see a fuzzy puppy, you go, oh, or you see your family, right, and you naturally love them. But then there are some people, like Steve said, that you wouldn't emotionally love. And then you need to make a decision of your will. Actually, the Christian life is a matter of the will also, because when we get saved, our old life is not removed from us. We have a choice of living by the old life or the new life that came in when we were regenerated. So actually, moment by moment, we need to make a choice. And when we choose to live in our spirit, then we can love other people with the agape love, because the agape love is, it's just, I don't know about you, but it's not in me. So praise the Lord. We have a will and we can choose. And I appreciated the sharing on the being in the reality of the kingdom, because it's very practical. It's not in word, it's not in deed, it's your choices. You know, like if someone needs help and you decide to change your schedule to help them, you know, that's an exercise of your will, and that's an expression of agape love. You know what I mean? And in the church, this is what we need. And it doesn't always come naturally. We need to choose to live by the life that God put into us when we got saved. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We can experience this.
Amen. We serve a great God. I was just touched that that like there's two dispensations for the kingdom of the heavens. If I had done it, you know, coming as, you know, if the Lord came, that would have, for me, that would have been the kingdom, you know. I'm here, everyone has to bow down and worship me and serve me, and that's it. But he didn't do it that way, you know. He came, you know, as a lowly man, and then he served, and then he died. He died for us, and to accomplish redemption, to atone for our sins. You know, Satan had to be defeated, and then he had to come live inside of us, right? So that he would have real subjects, you know, who love him, you know, who, you know, because he could have forced everyone to bow down, but maybe there were some who didn't really love him, you know. He had to, you know, love us, and we had to, he wanted us to love him in return, you know. And so, and then he establishes, you know, a miniature of the kingdom in this evil world, you know. But there's a kingdom coming, which is the real full manifestation of that kingdom, the 1,000-year reign. And we're looking forward to that. You know, we're still in the process, and our love has to be tested, you know, before that day. I think lately in my Christian life, I've shared this before when I was in another meeting, but, you know, you go through a lot of difficulties, a lot of trials, and so that love is tested, you know, and your faith is tested. But that's part of the process, you know, because that kingdom is coming, but the Lord wants us to keep the faith, you know, keep ourselves in the love of God, right? And I just want to encourage everyone that day is coming when we will, you know, eat and drink with the Lord, right, in the kingdom of the heavens, as this table like points to. But you know, that day's not here yet. So, you know, as we read today, let us keep ourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.